everything, you know, gravitates back towards money. So you could be a life coach, a career coach, a spiritual coach, a whatever coach, or a consultant, you know, or specialist in some area. And I guarantee you that money challenges and issues and mindsets are there. They're present all of the time. Whether you're aware of them or not, they are present there for your clients all of the time.
Welcome to another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm your host, Shay Wheat, founder of Grace and Ease Productions, where we support entrepreneurs just like you with event-based marketing and sales strategies, allowing you to build your authority, your credibility, and your visibility in your industry. And today's guest is somebody who believes that money is a mirror for our strengths, our vulnerabilities, and where we need to give ourselves permission to thrive. Plus, her unique voice and innovative pricing strategies unlock the secret for women entrepreneurs to reinvent their relationship with money and ignite their income. Please help me welcome the amazing, the phenomenal Kendall Summer Hawk to the Creating Powerful Impact stage. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm so thrilled and excited to be here with you, Shay. We've known each other for a very long time. So this is wonderful to reconnect.
Oh my God, I'm so excited because yeah, it's been a minute since we've had a chance to reconnect. And then I saw you on the counter. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And like, I'm thrilled because you've had like what, 22 some odd years of running successful seven-figure business. You've received like 9 Stevie Awards. You've been like the mentor of the year and women helping women. Like you kind of know a little something, something about business. Would you like mind sharing a little behind the scenes, peek behind the curtain of what essentially drives you to create impact in the world?
What drives me to create impact? I would say it's twofold. And it's, you know, there's an external reason and an internal reason. So the external reason is that I absolutely am passionate, as you know, about putting the power of making money into every woman's hands. You know, I am a money feminist. I am a champion of a woman's right to have money, to make money, to have it, to hold money. And I really, my vision is to create a world where women hold genuine money power. So that's like external, but then the internal reason is I absolutely adore talking about money. I adore coaching. I love working for myself, having my own business, employing people. I just love everything business related. It's so much fun.
You can tell. And that's why your community has grown the way that it has and why they're so attracted to you. And not to mention the work that you do is pretty freaking awesome. Would you mind explaining to those that aren't quite familiar with you yet, like what is money coaching?
Money coaching is anytime that, well, again, it's probably going to be two answers to everything you asked me here today. So money coaching, when you're working with a client, number one, money stuff is going to come up. And it doesn't matter what kind of coaching you're doing. I mean, you work with people on their events, and that's how you and I originally met a long time ago, was through the event work that you do. So, you know that everything, you know, gravitates back towards money. So you could be a life coach, a career coach, a spiritual coach, a whatever coach, or a consultant, you know, or specialist in some area. And I guarantee you that money challenges and issues and mindsets are there. They're present all of the time. Whether you're aware of them or not, they are present there for your clients all of the time. So money coaching is the ability to not shy away from that, not run away from that, not avoid it, because that your clients are just not going to get the same level of results compared to if you say, hey, you know, let's talk about this a little bit, let's coach on this. And you start to weave in money coaching into the work that you do. And I'm such a big believer in this because your clients need this, they need it. And you can't just help them with the external tactical or even strategic aspect of whatever your expertise is for your listeners here. You have to also address that inner money challenges that are happening, because It's stopping them from really being able to succeed more fully.
And it's fascinating, regardless of what level you're at in business, there's always like another level of hitting a money limit, it feels like, or money ceiling and a limiting belief. Like, would you agree?
I absolutely agree. And actually, I'll tweak that a little bit in that I think that very often it's actually the same. Limiting belief or challenge or whatever. It's just, it can look a little different as you go through different levels of growth and evolution in your business. It looks a little different, but oftentimes it's typically the same core root money thing to use a really
Technical term
technical
for
word
it.
there. It all often comes back to the same thing: lack of safety, feeling vulnerable. So again, lack of safety, a fear of being judged, and for women in particular, because our ability to make this kind of money, our ability to make money, period, is so new, and our ability to make the kind of money that's available inside the consulting and the coaching space, the healing, the wellness, the online spaces. And when I say online, I do mean literally online, but I also mean from the stage, like the work that you do, because they're so synergistic these days. So anyway, but for women, this ability to make this kind of money, it's never ever been seen before, ever in our planet's history. It's never happened before. And so it makes sense to me then that, and it explains a lot why women especially are challenged. They struggle because, we don't have a lot of role models. Forget what you're seeing on social with people posting their fancy life and stuff. The truth is, we don't have a lot of role models of what it looks like to be empowered as a woman, to make money, and still be the kind of human being that we want to be, to still have the kind of quality of character that's important for us to express and to really live from our values. We don't have great examples of that. And I was really fortunate because of my mom, and you've met my mom at my events. I was really fortunate because growing up, my mom worked for herself. She was successful, quite successful as a hairdresser. And at a time when nobody else's mom worked, everybody else's mom stayed home. They literally wore an apron. They made cookies and made sandwiches. And that was like not my mother. My mom is a fabulous mother. She's the best mom on the planet. And she had her own business and she was successful. So I got to see this from a tiny girl. She worked since I was like 5 or 6 years old. Got to see what it looked like as a role model for a woman to be successful, to have her own business, and to have it not be any big deal. It just was like a fact of life. And to still be very feminine, still be all woman, not have to try and be a guy.
Could you go into that more? Because like there is the masculine and the feminine and the like, how do you go about asking for money or utilizing the money or shying away from the money? Like, how do we still stay in the feminine? And does that actually support us as women to be more in a feminine way of dealing with money than being in the masculine way?
I think that money is feminine. In fact, I did my own podcast. I did an episode called Money is Feminine. I think money is feminine. Money is giving and receiving, which is very feminine when you think about it. Business is a masculine construct. There's no doubt about it. But money is something that I think there's a lot of femininity involved with money. I think women can be fantastic with money. And I think that where women get themselves kind of hung up and get their knickers in a bit of a twist is that it's really about this fear of judgment, because society in many cultures, I'm not going to say all cultures because I don't know all cultures on the planet, but for most cultures, women are not encouraged to be the breadwinner. They're not encouraged to be savvy with money. They're not encouraged to make more money than men. We certainly in Western culture receive enormous, even in today's world, we receive enormous imprinting about women not being okay with money, not being good with money, only caring about buying shoes or purses or whatever. And there's nothing wrong with buying shoes and purses, although my shoes tend to be the horseshoes I buy for my horses.
A good pair of ropers, right?
Well, no, I'm talking about like literally the metal shoes on their feet. It's
Oh, those shoes,
hundreds of
horseshoes.
dollars, like literally horseshoes, hundreds and hundreds of dollars every 6 weeks. Anyway, but so I think that there's a lot of societal imprinting that women have to realize. First of all, just to realize it's there. It's very patriarchal in nature. And we have to say, yeah, that's not the reality that I accept and want to live in anymore. and to go for making money. I always say that when good people, money doesn't change you as a human being. It really doesn't. People who are nasty pants at heart are going to be nasty pants whether they're broke or nasty pants whether they're wealthy. But people who have good hearts, who are good people, are going to do good things when they make great, fantastic, fabulous money. So just to know that, I've said it for many, many years, money is a mirror. It's both a mirror and a magnifier. So money mirrors a lot of the insecurities or the doubts or the concerns we have as human beings, but it also is a magnifier. In other words, it magnifies those qualities that are already innate within us.
Now, I remember from like first connecting with you
Yeah.
is you've got this sacred money archetype.
Yes.
What is it? How does it work? Tell us more about the archetypes because I love like geeking out about this stuff.
The sacred money archetypes are so freaking cool. I love it that you geek out about them. So there are eight archetypes, and what it is, and there's an assessment that that's in uncanny, uncannily accurate that will tell you what your predominant archetypes are. So of the eight, we really pay attention to your top three highest scoring archetypes. So for example, I'm a ruler, maverick, and accumulator. So I'm all about money and empire building, saving money and taking risks here and there, going against, bucking the status quo. And that's a pretty good way of saying like the combination of my three particular archetypes. They also have their challenges because no one archetype is better off about money than another. Some people will say, oh, I have archetype envy. That one's so much better than mine. And that's not true. Every archetype has its strengths and its shadow side. So, quick example, me being ruler, maverick, and accumulator. So, on the shadow side for me, can be a tendency to overwork, which is not my life now at all. I work about, I average about 30 hours a week, 25. If I say 30 hours a week, the main person on my team will snort and roll her eyes, like, really? You do 30 hours? Like, I don't even think you're clocking that, girl. But the ruler can be overworked. And I have the shadow side of lack of trust. I'm not a naturally a trusting person. And I certainly am not trusting when it comes to money. So, whereas my husband's archetypes, he's connector and alchemist and nurturer. He's super trusting. Like, he does not have a money worry thought in his whole entire being. I don't know if he's ever had a money worry thought in his whole entire life. And I look at him and go, how do you do that? Like, how are you that way? So ever, there's no one better than the other. It's, I think what really matters is understanding what yours are. And when you take the assessment, you get, I have some video trainings that go through each of them. So you learn the strengths, you learn the shadow side, and we'll drop a link here in the show notes. We can do that for the quiz. And when you, just to finish up on this, when you, understand, when you know your archetypes and you really, then you can play to your strengths, you can work to your strengths and not try and be somebody that you're not. Like, just let it go. Just give it up. Let it go. Don't bother. Like, I'm not going to try and be more trusting. What I'm going to try and do is relax, and money peace. I have this little stone on my desk. Actually, that's not the one I have here today, but it says peace. And so for me, I'm always embracing money peace. That's my version of stretching, of softening my shadow side and softening my strengths as well, and just softening in general into and stretching. So, there's always a place to grow, and when you know your archetypes, it gives you that pathway to grow.
Okay, so you said there's eight of them. Tell us
Yes.
the eight, and if
Sure.
there's like a one sentence or something that kind of explains each of the eight.
Sure. I have the cards here too. So we can have the money archetype
Oh,
cards.
wow,
The cards are
gorgeous.
so beautiful. So really quickly, so there's ruler, which is your inner empire builder. Maverick is your inner rebel with a cause. Mavericks are really interesting. There's little bits I can talk for like 10 minutes, which I know we don't have time today, about each one. Accumulator is your inner banker. I affectionately call that your inner tightwad. Alchemist is your inner idealist. And a lot of people attracted to the coaching space are have an alchemist archetype. They're really interesting because they're really great at ideas, but they need to focus on monetizing those ideas because they often have a love-hate relationship with money. Connector, which is your inner relationship creator, and this is an archetype that just doesn't ever think about money. Money's almost not even like a thing for them. Like they, it's like air. They don't even think about it. And it can make them, it makes them very trusting and relaxed, but it also can make them very vulnerable to being taken advantage of. So, the nurturer, which is your inner sponsor, nurturers are awesome. They can be great with money, but they can, I was talking to somebody the other day. I can tell you story after story after story of nurturers who carry debt, like fairly large credit card debt, but it's actually not for things they bought. They go into credit card debt buying stuff to give to other people.
Oh, wow.
Or, oh, it's unbelievable, like buying cars for other people or buying whatever things to help other people out. So nurturers have to be really careful because they can, again, be taken advantage of. Their soft heart can be easily tapped. The celebrity, which is your inner big shot. And celebrities are great. They're great to hang out with. They love money. They're great at making money. They love spending it. So if you give them a nickel, they'll spend a quarter. So they have to kind of watch that. And then the romantic, which is your inner hedonist. And romantics have a little bit of a snobbery, I would say, about money. So does the alchemist, actually. And so they, money is just like there at their, they just want it there to serve them. Romantics are wonderful because they really know how to enjoy life. But they scare me because I'm like, oh my God, don't spend all that money. But they know how to enjoy life and live life abundantly. Let's put it that way.
I love that.
Yeah.
So you mentioned like a story of you and your husband in the different archetypes. Is there a story of one of your clients once they figured out the archetype, like how they shifted their life and their business
Oh,
based on
so
the money
many
archetype?
ways. Yeah,
Yeah.
so many ways. One that comes to mind, she was actually a nurturer. I don't remember what her other two archetypes were. I think she had ruler in there as well. And she was a CPA, and she ended up getting trained and certified in money, in the sacred money archetypes, and plus trained in my other coach training certification. And she, like her family, like she was the bank. They would come to her and just, I want to say they would take money, but the truth is she gave it to them. And it was really interesting because she did not want pay in full clients. This is so fascinating how the archetypes can influence pricing and payment structures. So she did not want pay in full clients. And in coaching with me, we quickly discovered that her reason why is because if she had a lump of cash, a nice little chunk of cash, which would make my accumulator heart super happy. For her, it terrified her because she was afraid it would all just disappear because her family would,
Oh,
she wouldn't
wow.
have, she didn't have the boundaries there with her family. Yeah, interesting, right? Right?
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay, so then that makes so much sense why you have the certification to support people of like essentially knowing the archetypes, how to teach the archetypes and use that as like a tool in their tool belt.
Absolutely. That's
Holy
the whole
cow.
point of getting certified in sacred money archetypes is so that, I mean, first of all, you learn it for yourself, and it's darned illuminating to say the least. But the way that I do my certifications, you get trained in the archetypes. So you become an expert in the archetypes. I mean, I can talk to somebody for literally like 2 minutes, and I already have a pretty good idea if they have unless they have a lot of ties in their scoring, if they have a predominant archetype, you can hear it. But anyway, but then it gives somebody, when they're certified, it gives them a tool that they can either weave it into their existing work, or they can offer it as an entirely separate income stream. And because what the hallmark of my certifications is that you learn the archetypes, but you also get all these done for you coaching exercises that are all designed to lead a client to get a particular result. So that's a wonderful application of my ruler genius, is creating these kinds of exercises, creating these processes that when you as a coach come learn them, man, I mean, you still have to coach, of course, but you're going to be able to get predictable results with your clients. It really, they're the work is very, very strong and very reliable to getting results with your clients.
That I love that because it, money, you're right, money comes up everywhere.
It does.
When we're doing events, we're looking at the budgets and money stuff comes up. Ugh, like, right?
I know, because we had the event business for many, many, many years, made just crap tons of money. I mean, made mil I mean, I've made since the first time I crossed the $1 million mark in 2008, I've made just just a touch under $30 million since then. And of course, the event model, as you know, is incredibly lucrative, well worth investing in your support and strategies and event planning work. I mean, anything, listeners, that you can get Shay to help you with, do it. You will be well served. She knows what she's doing. But you know, when you think about selling $1 million worth of coaching from the stage, which I've done, you know, that's life-changing. Or for somebody to sell $300,000 worth of coaching from the stage, like that can be mind-blowing. Not just life-changing, but mind-blowing. And you're depending on your archetypes, that is going to sit a certain way with you. It's going to sit a certain way with an alchemist versus a different way for a celebrity. You know, so you really need to be aware of your shadow side. Not that we want to strengthen your weaknesses, because that's a waste of time, but it's understanding, like really planning. Because when you make a lot of money all at once, a celebrity's going to go spend it. They're going to go hog wild and spend it. And an accumulator is going to have a little tougher time, because accumulators, while they're very, very good with money, they also draw the box pretty small for themselves. So they have a hard time, like their stretch is to be able to expand. Every archetype, by the way, has a spiritual money contract that's right on the front of the cards that helps illuminate what is something that comes naturally for you, and also where your stretch is. Oh, you'll love this one. So for the ruler, it's to innovate, achieve, and empower wealth with grace and ease.
Oh yes. Oh my goodness, I love that. Oh my
The
gosh.
grace and ease part for a ruler is not easy. It's not easy. I've worked really hard. Isn't that funny? I've worked really hard on not working hard. But that's actually the truth of it. I've had to be really mindful of it. Whereas a romantic, that's not their issue. They're like, they can do that, the grace and ease part, just without even thinking about it.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm gonna go and take the quiz for sure. Kendall, how do they get the quiz? And then I think you also have a gift for us in regards to our coaches having the 31 questions. Can you explain that too?
Sure. So go take the quiz. It takes about, this is not one of these little fluffy 6 question quizzes. This is 60 questions. It'll take you between 10 and 15 minutes. It is absolutely worth doing. It is absolutely worth doing. And then on the back end of that quiz, we have videos there. They're pretty short videos that one goes through the strengths of the archetypes, and the other one goes through the challenges, particularly around boundaries. Like, what are the boundary issues that every single archetype faces? So you get very practical application in there, depending on what your archetypes are. So you'll drop the link in the show notes for that. And then the other freebie that I have is wonderful for our coaches. It's 31 coaching questions that work with every client. And you know me, nothing is random. Everything is thought through thoroughly with me. Nothing is random. And so it's not just about asking whatever kind of question. It's really having some structure to questions so that you can really guide a client to creating a result and not be just winging it. Because winging it in coaching sessions is not, that's not a strategy for growth. It's not a strategy for being able to get good results, actually extraordinary results in very short coaching sessions. And that's the hallmark of the way that I teach and certify people to coach, is you get phenomenal results in very short coaching sessions. So the 31 coaching questions that work with every client, that gives you a nice taste of four different question types with lots of examples. Well, there's over 31 questions in there. So
Love that. I love that. And it's always great to, essentially try those questions on and implement right now, right, into your coaching business, your consulting business. Like, I thank you for that. That is
Oh, you're
so
welcome. You
generous
can
of you.
practice them with a vendor, with your spouse. I mean, you can practice them all over the place. When I first decided to be a coach 20 some odd years ago, man, I practiced everywhere with the gross clerk. When I was, I don't grocery shop anymore. I haven't been in a grocery store to buy a list of things in probably 15 years. But I used to practice with the grocery store clerk. I mean,
Yeah,
everybody.
everybody. Yeah. You're just getting better at asking the
Get
questions,
better.
making it natural,
And
right?
you get better at it, and you get better at the listening, so that you know what to listen for. Because really, the hallmark of being a great coach is being an excellent listener, absolutely, but it's knowing what to listen for. Because clients drop their they drop evidence of what their thinking is, what their beliefs are. They drop it in their sentences all over the place. And once you learn what to listen for, you can talk to somebody for 2, 3, 4 minutes, and you know exactly where their challenges, you know where to take them with the coaching. It all just, I always see it like this beautiful, beautiful golden fruit on a silver platter being handed to me. That's kind of how I envision it. So I just want to get my people talking, and then I'm going to know where to take them with the coaching.
I love it. I love it. Thank you for that. My last question for you. What
Yes.
is a memorable note or something you'd like to leave our audience with?
I would say that, let me think of how to make this short, that whatever thought you have about money, and not money in not just money in general, but specifically like your pricing, like we were mentioning about pricing, but about your pricing or making a lot of money at a single event, like what you teach people to do, any notice your thoughts about that, and whatever limitation, constriction, restriction you have is a thought that you can change. It's always just a reflection of your current relationship with money, and you can change that. Absolutely.
Perfect. Amazing. And thank you so much for joining us. And I
Yeah,
want
you're
to thank
welcome.
our audience as well for joining us on another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm super excited for you to take all of these lessons, like it was jam-packed, and go and get the freebies, go and get the 31 questions, figure out where you're at in the archetypes so that you can start implementing them and create even more impact in your world. Until next time, have an outstanding rest of your day. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to the Creating Powerful Impact podcast. If you are a successful coach, speaker, author, or thought leader who would like to be on this program, simply visit creatingpowerfulimpact.com/guest. If you are someone who got something out of this interview, would you please do me a favor and share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your socials. Also, if you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #CreatingPowerfulImpact. I love seeing all of your posts and great guest selections. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and they really mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more about us? Head on over to our website, graceandeaseproductions.com, or follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. Just look for Grace and Ease Productions on your favorite platform. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.